Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another Tokyo Munchies podcast, and this is episode number 20. Yay! Wow, we finally made it. We finally know where we're at, what we're doing, and it's cool. It's episode 20. This is like a little bit of a benchmark or landmark for us. We've made 20 episodes without really making a massive mess of this. And thank you, everybody, so much for actually tuning in and listening to the Tokyo Munchies podcast. I didn't think that anybody would want to actually listen to this craziness that I talk about straight from Tokyo, Japan, straight from the heart of anime culture, straight from the heart of the otakus. But yeah, thank you, guys. It's awesome that we actually made it to episode 20. And I'm going to keep going with this. I'm not going to give up. I'm like a dog with a stick. If you've ever given a dog a stick and then tried to get the stick back from the dog, you will know exactly what I'm like. I'm going to grab that stick. I'm going to hold on until there's nothing left to hold on to. And then the stick's just destroyed, turned into splinters. I'm going to chuck that in my fireplace, make a little fire, probably cook some takoyaki or make some yakitori. So thank you, guys. Awesome. And thank you so much. Recently, there's some really cool stuff, which is not exactly Tokyo Munchies related or Japan related, but I'm a skateboarder, so I have to throw this back. It was June the 21st. It was National Go Skateboarding Day. I'm a mad keen skateboarder. I've been on board for 25 years, and it is awesome. It is rad that the whole world, we all come together as skateboarders to celebrate National Go Skateboarding Day in Japan. It was a bit rained out, but there were some cool things happening down in Shin Yokohama. They have this massive skate park, which is undercover, so you can rock it till you clock it down there 24/7. No helmets required, no security, no staff, nobody to bug you. You just go down there, bust it out, throw down, have fun, chat with the locals. They had a little bit of a skateboarding Japan thing going on. A little bit of a Go Skateboarding Day thing going on down there. It wasn't as big as what it was over the last few years, I think in part due to the weather, due to our fancy friend with the name of Mr. Precipitation. He thought he'd crash the party and throw a spanner in the works and wreck our national holiday. It didn't wreck it for all of us. So the ones out there that are dedicated, on board, we got out there. We still shredded it. Busting out ollies, kickflips, 720s, a couple of no comply 180 heel flip body varials or whatever else you're into. But yeah, that was cool, man. That was so cool. Go Skateboarding Day is the day, which is a special day for all of us guys on board out there. Mad love, represent, and props to all the skateboarders around the world, from Australia, from Japan, to everybody. Skate to create, skate or die. So with that being said, that was the 21st of June, Go Skateboarding Day. Done and dusted. We'll have to wait for next year. Hopefully next year is going to be even bigger and even better. I might actually do a special event. I've got a media company called Skateboarding Japan. It's a little bit defunct now. I haven't been following it up for a while because it just didn't do anything. But we sell t-shirts and we have stickers and hoodies and stuff like that on our online stores. And I might do a mashup for next year. I might do a Skateboarding Japan times, or Skateboarding Japan plus Tokyo Munchies skate event. So there'll be Skateboarding Japan proddy getting thrown out everywhere, and there'll be Japanese candy getting thrown out everywhere, and I'll ship it to you guys internationally as well, because we want to share the love globally, because we are a global community. We are all one. We are all the same. So that's what binds us together. Our love of our sports, of skateboarding, of Japanese candy, and our love of Japan, Tokyo, and just all things awesome. That being said, and yeah, today is the 22nd. It's a pretty much normal par for course day. It's Friday, and I'm living up to my word, guys. I told you I'd do a podcast every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday, and this is Friday in Japan, and I'm doing the podcast, which is amazing. I got off my lazy beep and actually jumped on my mic and jumped on my phone here and recorded a podcast for you guys. I'll chuck this up on Facebook later. I'm a member of a lot of the Facebook groups now, which we all share each other's podcasts. And there's a lot of really cool cats out there. There's Brett Montgomery. He has a really cool podcast. I'm talking to him about doing some stuff with him. I did an interview with the Manga Sensei recently. He is a really cool cat. I met him through the Anchor community, through podcasting as well. Who else we got? Yeah, the Anki community. Rich Caden on the Anki community just posted up. We've got also I'm on the Arizona and Phoenix talk radio stations, music, media, TV, and podcast shows. Rob Schribner just posted up some stuff on there for us. I'll post up this podcast on there too to share with you guys. Yeah, there's a lot of really, really cool communities out there now, online everywhere, where we can all share our podcasts together. We've got another one here I'm going to post up on later. Podcast creators, speakers, talk radio, live streams. Yep, and we go up there too. Our friends over at thecriticalthinking.com, criticalthinkingpodcast.com, Miguel Garza. He's the talent of the show. He's the man that'll actually tell you that directly to your face. Hey, I'm the talent of this show because I'm the Mexican in this room. I'm Miguel Garza. I'm Miguan. He's out there. I invited him to join these groups. He's out there posting up the Critical Thinking podcast stuff all over these channels too. So you'll see me post up on there. My name's Kyle. You'll see me post Tokyo Munchies podcasts up there. Connect with me, guys, and have a chat. I'm always keen to meet new people, to meet people that want to co-host with me on Tokyo Munchies, or just to make friends worldwide and just enjoy life while we have it. Because it's life's too short to be full of hate. Life's too short to be full of hate. Life's meant to be enjoyed and being full of Japanese candy. Because that's what you're listening to me for, because you love the Tokyo Munchies. And yeah, no, it's not 420 anymore. 420 is gone. But you guys know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. It's called Tokyo Munchies for a reason, because I try to get these podcasts out at 420. I miss it sometimes because, you know, that's what the 420 is about. So let's pull that back in and let's get back to the brass tacks. As always, we do the important stuff here. And to start with, it's Tokyo weather time. Dun dun dun. So, Tokyo, it's Friday. It is 3 p.m. apparently, allegedly, on my PC. It's saying 3 p.m., but it's definitely not. It's saying 5:00. It's actually 5:01, so it's 5 o'clock. It's Friday at 5 o'clock. It's cloudy, which it is not, because I can see it through my window, and I'm going to take you guys for a little bit of a walk outside. So we'll just go for a bit of a stumble over here this way, and we'll go out this way, and oh yeah, there's my vegetable delivery box for this week. A box full of veggies, all organic. It's a nice way to do it. So now we're outside in Tokyo, Japan. Hey guys, if you've never seen Tokyo, Japan, I'm outside now, and have a listen. Quiet city. Bit of construction going on, a few birds chirping. So the Tokyo weather's saying it's cloudy, but yeah, I wouldn't really classify that as cloudy. The sky's really blue. There's a few cumulus nimbus floating around, but not really cloudy. It's actually a nice sunset too. Yeah, so Tokyo weather, it's Friday, 5 o'clock, apparently cloudy. I'm telling you it's not. Going back inside to the Tokyo Munchies man cave. Degrees today, 26 degrees centigrade. That's about right. It was a little bit toasty. It was a little bit mushiatsu. As you remember from the last podcast, mushiatsu means humid or muggy. It's a little bit muggy. It's a little bit humid. I'm a little bit sticky. But I think I'm more sticky from all the candy I'm eating rather than just the humidity. But that's neither here nor there, and that's not important for you guys to listen to, so I keep that to myself. I won't mention that again. So 26 degrees centigrade, and for you lads over there in the land of the red, white, and blue, it is 79 degrees Fahrenheit. And I'm going to stop talking about my misunderstanding of that, because I've got it now. Precipitation! Hey, we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again because I think you like it. Precipitation is at 40%, which I highly doubt because it is an absolute cracker of a day. As I said, it's a little bit cloudy. There's some fluffy clouds floating around, but bugger all being an Aussie word for sweet FA. I'm not going to elaborate on that sweet FA. You guys probably will work out what that means. But yeah, allegedly, apparently, from the Tokyo weather, it's going to be a 40% chance of rain today. Nah, can't see that happening. Not in a Blue Lagoon's chance. Humidity 53%. I probably agree with that. Because, as I said, I'm a bit sticky. A bit mushiatsu. And wind speed at 5 miles per second or 5 ms. I still don't understand what that is. I probably should Google that so I don't sound like a total moron when I'm giving you the weather reports. But I'm gonna disagree with that because it is stiller than a Madame Tussauds waxwork creation of Michael Jackson with the glove. There's nothing happening out there. Oh, wait a minute. Oh yeah, there's a little bit of a breeze tickling my avocado tree. I'm not saying it's five though, it's just a little bit of a tickle, a little bit of a touch on the top leaf. Not exactly five. Probably maybe 0.5, if anything. Maybe I'll check my potato plants later and see if they're having a bit of a blow around too. I know they got knocked around a little bit during the downfall we had the other day. Because so I mentioned it before, it's rainy season now in Japan, so we're getting a hell of a lot of rainy days. Pretty much 4 out of 5 days. Well, actually, we'll talk 7 day weeks. So pretty much 6 out of 7 days we're getting rain. Hang on, we'll just have a quick gander out the back here. Oh yeah? Oh no, the potato plants are all back up. Nice work, guys. Couple of months' time, we'll have a couple of potatoes. Maybe make some potato pancakes. Good job. Good job. Very good. On potatoes, while we're here. Last year, or I think it may have been the year before, we had this really interesting event. Due to really bad weather, it was an extended rainy season, and then backed that back up with the typhoon season, which follows straight up in September. All the potato farms in Japan, in Hokkaido, pretty much got wiped out by that, and there was no potatoes to make potato chips. There were potatoes available for eating, but Japanese law stipulates that potatoes which are passable to be made into chips must be grown in Japan, must be X, Y, and Z free. They got to be at a certain quality level before they can be processed into making potato chips. And all of the potato chip companies that manufacture potato chips, they suffered really heavily. So Yamanoshi, they make the wasa beef. The wasa beef chips are on Wasabi Wednesdays. You'll see me post up on Wasabi Wednesdays. I'll post up the wasabi Kit Kats and the wasabi steak umeibo, and I'll post up the wasa beef chips from Yamanoshi. Yamanoshi being one of the chip producers. Also, there's Kalbi, and there's a couple of others. I think Kabaya maybe make chips as well. But all of these guys, seriously, could not get enough qualified potatoes to make potato chips. We could still buy potatoes here in Japan. McDonald's, I think they took a hit too. I think they had a restriction on the amount of fries you could buy. I think everybody's restricted to one small packet of fries per day. In a city of a population of 30 million people during the day, that is a lot of fries, even if just 10% of people buy them. So McDonald's is pretty much like, but you can't buy a lot of fries. Because I don't advocate junk food. I'm not supported or sponsored by McDonald's. McDonald's, the place you go where you want to get a hamburger. That was not a plug for McDonald's. That was just me messing with you. Yeah, so they pretty much are really straight up like your grandma or like your mum or like your stepmum saying to you, nah, you can't eat potato chips because they're bad for your health. And it doesn't matter if they're bad for your health because we don't have enough of them in the pantry because you ate them all last week. You little bastard. You can't have any. You can have one. You can have one potato chip a day. That's it. So that was a thing. That was seriously a thing. I made some cool graphics for that, for the Japanese potato crisis. If you go to my Facebook page, Tokyo Munchies on Facebook, or if you go to my Instagram or my Pinterest, you'll probably find some graphics for that from the year prior. And I think I did a blog too on Blogger. Or Blogspot about the Japanese potato crisis. And that was really cool. It was a really good chance for me to grow my own potatoes and make my own potato chips, my own potato salad, my own potato pancakes and everything, and share them with my family, and we all enjoyed it. I actually got all my Dragon Ball Z little mini figurine guys out, and I put them in my garden like scarecrows to scare away people that would attempt to steal my potatoes. Because like, where there's a need, there's a want, and when there's a want, there's a need, and when greed is involved, it's scary. I don't want random people jumping my fence, coming into my backyard, thinking they can have their way with my potatoes and get away with it. So I put my Dragon Ball Z figurines on guard. They were scarecrows. Goku was out there. He was powering up a Kamehameha. Vegeta's just out there just slick, just doing his normal sneaky thing. He's just more concerned about posing and putting his gloves on. But yeah, the potato crisis was real. I had my guys out there on guard, and we actually had a very bountiful crop of potatoes, and it was enjoyed by all. I think I actually shared some with my neighbors. I gave them some avocado potato salad that I made in the kitchen, because that's what I like to do. I like to share. Sharing is caring. So that was really not related to Tokyo Weather in one bit whatsoever, but that's what happens here when you come to Tokyo Munchies Podcast. You've got to deal with me talking craziness and telling you how it is in Japan. So Tokyo Weather, that's done. So we'll go over to the next part, because we always do this in the formula, in the setting. So Japan News. This is from the Japan News. Number one top story out of three, stretching into summer, from the Japan News. Stretching into summer. Wow. Judging from the picture on their website, we've got at least 100 to 200, possibly more, people of all different ages on their yoga mats in this, on the soccer field. And they all got their little yoga mats, and they all got their mugicha. Mugicha is wheat tea. Mugicha is actually one of the best things you could possibly drink during summer. It is awesome. Mugicha, you can buy it in a vending machine here, you can buy it in the supermarket, you can buy it in the convenience store. It comes in anywhere, bottle sizes, from little ones from 350ml up to 500ml up to 2-litre bottles. And Mugicha is, if you've ever been to Japan, or if you've ever experienced drinking Mugicha actually is really amazing, because it brings your body temperature down really quickly, and it cools you off really quickly. When I first got here, when I was first working here at a school, I used to be an ALT, I used to be an English teacher at an elementary school, and I'm an Australian, and we drink a lot of water. We drink about 2 to 4 litres of water a day, because Australia's stinking hot, mate. It's bloody hotter than a car for, like, I'm not going to finish that saying, because that's a little bit rude. But Australia's stinking hot, so we drink a heap of water. But yeah, the Japanese drink not as much water, but they drink mugicha, wheat tea. And it's amazing. I highly recommend you guys, if you ever have a chance to come to Japan, definitely in summertime or in spring, if it's hot weather, definitely get yourself a bottle of mugicha and try it out, because you'll be amazed at how quickly it cools your body down. It's really good stuff. And to spice up a little bit, put in a shot of whiskey or two. It's more fun. So, back to the news. Stretching into the summer. From the Yomiuri Shimbun, the Japanese news, about 800, oh wow, so my guess was way off. I was thinking about 100 to 200 people from this picture, but no, there's about 800 people do yoga at an event held at the outdoor athletic field in Shibuya Sports Center in Tokyo on Thursday, the Summer Solace. So on the Summer Solace, about 800 Genki cats got out there at the Shibuya Sports Center in Tokyo, and did yoga. The United Nations proclaimed June 21st as the International Day of Yoga in 2014. The Summer Solace is considered important in the world of yoga, as in which high value is placed in harmony with nature. Oh my god, they did not just do that, they did. What the hell, guys? The United Nations, you want to step on our toes. As I said in the intro, June 21 is National Go Skateboarding Day. And the United Nations, on their high horse, with their blue helmets, and wherever those pompous cats are sitting, they want to declare June 21 as the International Day of Yoga, and they declared that in 2014. Come on. Go Skateboarding Day has been rocking for about 10-20 years now on the same date. That's just damn cheeky. Oh my god. I'm going to leave that alone, because I don't know if you guys are interested in skateboarding. I don't care. I don't know if you're interested in yoga. I don't know if you're interested in the United Nations. I don't know if you're interested in the Summer Solace. But yeah, that was Japan News number one. And I talked about Mugicha, and now I'm a little bit upset. I'm a little bit disappointed. I'll shut up. It's just personal things. You guys don't need to hear that. So top story number two, Osaka gas water disrupted. We covered this a couple of days ago on Wednesday, and so I'm just going to quickly touch on it again, because obviously nothing too massive has happened in Japan since that. So still, Osaka is suffering from gas and water disruption due to the massive earthquake they had. Good luck, gambatte, kisukete, to all my friends in Osaka. I hope you all recover soon. Much love from Tokyo and much support. I'll dig into the wallet and see if I've got something to donate for you guys, because we want you guys to get back on your feet quickly, because we love Osaka. So that was Japan news number 2 and Japanese news number 3. This is actually from The Guardian. This one, you're going to like this one, guys. This one is special. Japanese worker punished for starting lunch 3 minutes early. Wow. The heading image of this, there we've got the desk. We've got 4 people standing behind the desk, and all of them are doing a really deep bow. Actually, not all of them. One guy's doing like the super deep gomenosai, I'm really sorry bow. The guy next to him is like a little bit less, so he's sort of like, oh, gomenosai, I'm sorry, but not sorry. And the guy next to him, he's just doing like a little bit of a head tuck. He's like, yeah, we know what we need to do. These two guys are doing enough for the situation. I'm just going to give you a little bit of a hands clasp in front of my groin, a little bit of a shoulder, a slight bend from the waist. And that's going to be good enough for you guys. This looks to be a video, so I'll click it and see what happens. I don't really want a video to play and upset this audio. Same thing what I said. Right, so back to that story. Manager called TV news conference, and bowed an apology at employee's deeply regrettable actions. So let's recap. The headline is, Japanese worker punished for starting lunch 3 minutes early. Managers called TV news conference and bowed an apology at employees' deeply regrettable actions. Mind you, this is from The Guardian, so this is not from Japan News. I'm not sure about the credibility of The Guardian. I'm just reporting the Japan News for you good people. Japan's commitment to addressing its dismal record of work-life balance has been called into question after a civil servant was punished for habitually slipping away from his desk a few minutes early to buy a bento lunch. The 64-year-old, an employee of the Waterworks Bureau in the western city of Kobe, was fined. He was fined from slipping away from his desk a few minutes early to get a bento for lunch. That's crazy. So he was fined and reprimanded after he was found to have left his desk just 3 minutes before the start of his designated lunch break on 26 occasions over a 7-month period. Senior officials of the Bureau then called a televised news conference where they described the man's conduct as deeply regrettable and bowed in apology. A spokesman for the Bureau told AFP that the lunch break is from noon to 1 p.m. He left his desk before the break. Bum, bum, bum. Word of advice for you guys from Japan. Do not leave your desk before the designated break time. It is strictly at 1 p.m. If you have been to Japan, if you have traveled in Japan, if you know anything about Japan, about the transport we have here, Japanese trains run on a very, very, very strict timetable. They actually run to the minute. A while back, there was a story about a Shinkansen, a bullet train, that actually left or it arrived 20 seconds. It arrived 20 seconds too early, or it left 20 seconds too late. Either. But that was a massive, let's call a televised news conference and deeply bow situation too. Japanese and Japan are very focused on time. So it's time mastery, not time management, it's time mastery. Everything is to the number, to the letter, to the dot. So yeah, you don't go messing around with your lunch break time, guys. The lunch break is from noon to 1 p.m. He left his desk before the break. That's what the Bureau told the AFP. The worker had violated a public service... Wow, here we go. He gets more crazier now. The worker had violated a public service law requiring officials to concentrate on their jobs, according to the Bureau. And so we'll break that down again. So, concentrate on your jobs. Concentrate on your jobs. So you know lunch is coming up. You know your lunch break's starting at 1 o'clock. And this guy left 3 minutes before 1 o'clock. So, if we're going to be really nasty here, let's really break this down. He left 3 minutes before 1 o'clock. So, in the 5 minutes prior to him leaving 3 minutes before 1 o'clock, he's obviously thinking about where he was going to go to get his bento. So he's not concentrating on his job for a whole massive maybe 8 minutes. I don't know this guy. He could have been thinking about lunch for maybe 10 minutes. He could have been thinking about it for half an hour. He could have been thinking about lunch from the morning. Maybe his wife didn't make him breakfast. Maybe he doesn't have a wife. Maybe he didn't make breakfast for himself. We don't know, but that's crazy. But yeah, they have the worker had violated a public service law requiring officials to concentrate on their jobs, according to the Bureau. Wow, man. Here we go. I'm going to leave this alone soon. Okay. Yeah, nah, we'll leave that alone. That's just getting a little bit too weird and a little bit too crazy. And we'll get back to the brass tacks, which is the Tokyo Munchies. So guys, we're going to talk about some products we got here. One product, though, I want to talk about. We've got the Munchie Pack that's back on stack. We've got the Throwdown Thursday Challenge that's still on. There's only one of them available. I'm really surprised that none of you have manned up to try a Throwdown Thursday Challenge. There's only one of them available. If you can try it, post something on Facebook, post something on Instagram, tell me about it, because I want to know how you can handle it. I want to know if you can do it. Wasabi Wednesday Pack, that's a triple treat, or the triple threat. That's a good one we always have. I'm thinking next week I'm going to do a 2 for Tuesday deal for you guys. I'm going to offer you the Throwdown Thursday Pack and the Wasabi Wednesday Pack. So the Throwdown Thursday Pack is 3 spicy, nasty snacks. And the Wasabi Wednesday Pack is your wasabi beef chips, your premium steak of Maibo, wasabi Maibo, and your wasabi Kit Kats. I'm going to put them together and give you guys a 2 for Tuesday deal, and there's going to be one available, so I'll run that next Tuesday. So remind me, send me an audio message, or send me a message on Instagram, or Twitter, or Facebook, or Tumblr, or Pinterest, or Gmail me. Remind me about the Throwdown Thursday Wasabi Mix Pack. We'll get that up and running. So what we want to talk about... Hey guys, sorry about that, we had some audio technical difficulties there due to an outside intrusion, so we're back after that little rewind. So the last thing we wanted to talk about on this podcast before we wrap things up is the Tokyo Munchies raffle. So the raffle is something we launched, I think this year, or maybe launched it last year. It hasn't really taken off, so I wanted to explain a little bit for you guys, and hopefully we can get it going this year because it's good value for you and it's good value for us. So the way the Tokyo Munchies raffle works, if you're on the shop, you'll see a title like Raffle Tokyo Munchies Pack, and it'll be a picture of two orange tickets. Raffle works like this. We're offering 10 tickets at $10 a ticket for your chance to win a Munchie Pack. The Munchie Pack is our premier pack. It's our number one go-to thing if you want to experience the very best of Japanese candy, snacks, and munchies. Munchie Packs consist of 20 different Japanese chocolates, candies, and snacks. Every now and then you'll get a unique Kit Kat in one. Every now and then we'll throw in a Gashapon. And they always come with an extra free gift too. And we're doing the cool as origami special note now as well. So you get the origami note in there. So the raffle is $10 a ticket. There's 10 tickets to buy. It's not limited to one person. So if you want to buy one ticket or two tickets or three tickets or four tickets, you're welcome to. But we're offering 10 tickets to 10 people all around the world, or 10 tickets just for you if you want to do that. And you get a chance to win a Munchie Pack. So the Munchie Pack normally retails for $29.99 plus shipping, which is $19.99. So the Munchie Pack is around about $50 US, around $50. If you buy a ticket, just a one $10 ticket, you have a chance to win it. You have a chance to win $50 worth of Japanese candy with free shipping and free gifts direct to your door. So I'll just explain this a little bit more. So there's 10 tickets available. Each ticket is $10 a ticket. We will do this raffle like this. If we sell all 10 tickets within 1 month, because we run this raffle every month, if we sell all 10 tickets, then we'll draw the raffle. And we'll pick out the number randomly from our cool Tokyo Munchies bingo machine. His name is Bob. I'll check with him later. He's a pretty Yankee cat. He's over there in the corner right now. He's giving me a smile. Giving me a very sly smile. I think he knows what's going on. So the bingo, the raffle tickets and the bingo machine work like this. if you buy a ticket and then you're the first one to buy a ticket, you get ticket number one. If you're the second person, number two, number three, number four. So your numbers will be 1, 2, 3, 4. When we sell all 10 tickets, we'll spin Bingo Bob and we'll pull out a ticket. And whatever number that ticket is, that is the winner. And that person wins the Munchie Pack. And they get that sent to them directly the next day with free shipping, with a free gift. So to recap, the Tokyo Munchies raffle. 10 tickets, $10 a ticket. We will only draw the raffle after we have sold all 10 tickets. If we do not sell all 10 tickets, so for example, if you jump on and you buy a ticket and it's the end of the month and we've only sold one ticket or two tickets or five tickets, we haven't sold all 10 tickets, no one wins the Munchie Pack and all of your money gets refunded back to you. So you don't lose anything. You get a chance to experience a little bit of fun with Tokyo Munchies. You get to buy a ticket and a chance to win something. And if we, as I said, if we don't sell all 10 tickets, you get your $10 back, so you don't lose. You get a chance to interact with us over here, live in Tokyo. Get a chance to say to your mates, hey guys, I bought this $10 ticket in the fucking Munchies, oh, pardon my language, in the Tokyo Munchies raffle to win a Munchies pack. But this is the best thing. If you help me, you help yourself. If you buy a ticket and if you can push your friends to get them to buy a ticket and if you can get everybody you know to buy a ticket and we sell 10 tickets, the raffle's on. The raffle is on. And we'll spin the bingo machine and we'll draw a ticket out. And if it's you, you win. So it's sort of cool. If you have a few friends and you want a Munchie Pack for cheap and you all just buy, and say, for example, there's three of you. And you just buy one ticket each, so that's three tickets, that's $30. That's still, that's the price of the Munchie Pack. And if you win, you get the Munchie Pack with no shipping costs because shipping is included. So you get the Munchie Pack and you get to split that three ways between you and your two friends. So there's no real losing on this. You guys, it's all about winning. And we throw in free gifts too, so come and have a try. If you don't try, you never know what's going to happen. So, I don't know. I can't tell you any more about this. It's just, it's a cool thing that we're trying out. As I said, it's inspired by the Ozskate Marketplace. They run raffles too with their skateboards. So we've got the next raffle kicking off right now, and it'll be drawn on the 31st of the 7th or on the 30th of the 7th, regardless of the date. It'll be the end of July. 8 p.m. and good luck, guys. Jump in and have a ding dong go. It's gonna be good fun. So I think we'll wrap that up now, guys, because this has been a long podcast and it's been a long Friday. We'd just like to give a big shout out to our supporters over at the Critical Thinking Podcast: Miguel, Kyle, Rick, Sean, and Josh. Thank you guys always for all your support. Love working for you guys. Thank you for all the shout outs you give us in your podcasts. Much love back to you guys. We're going to keep rocking this thing for as long as we can. Also, big shout out to the Grey Grizzled and Gaijin, my friend Craig Hoffman. He is on Twitter at CraigHoffman11. Go follow Craig on Twitter and check out his blogs. He's definitely not a podcast audio script. He's got YouTube going on. He's got a lot of stuff going on there. He can open your eyes to a lot of interesting aspects and a lot of different ways to live life in Japan. So go check out Craig at CraigHoffman11. And also our good friend Johnny at themangasensei.com. If you want to learn Japanese the fun, friendly and fast way, go check out themangasensei.com. You can download free PDFs. You can download hiragana and katakana charts. Johnny also has a 30-day Japanese challenge, and he has a lot of really cool and really unique and interesting ways to help you learn Japanese. So, those are our three good friends. Actually, we're going to give two more shout-outs here. Uncanny Comics in Rosenberg, Texas, they're actually sponsoring the Critical Thinking Podcast as well. So, Tokyo Munchies sponsors the Critical Thinking Podcast, as well as Uncanny Comics does. And also, they have Tanks Paintball. They sponsor Critical Thinking Podcast as well. Uncanny Comics is a really cool thing, really cool comic book shop, guys, in Rosenberg, Texas. If you like to support small businesses like we do, Go to Uncanny Comics, go to see Joseph. He has two nice friendly dogs in his shop, so you can buy comics, you can play Dragon Ball Z card games, you can hang out in his shop and read comics. Go support Joseph at Uncanny Comics. And I think that's about it. I think that we've covered all of that. Oh, there's another, just one more guy, one more person we want to give a shout out to. The Rebel Radio Podcast. Those guys are cool too. We've been talking a lot to those guys recently, and we're going to do some things with those guys in the future too. So go check out their sites as well, and their Twitter, and their YouTube, and Instagram, and their podcast. We're going to wrap this up because it's like 10:14 p.m. here. My family's sleeping. My wife's angry. And I think it's just time to go to sleep and just end this right now on a good note. So this will be Tokyo Munchies signing off, and I'll see you again Monday, guys. Have a great weekend. And as always, if you've got the munchies, we've got the munchies. TokyoMunchies.ticktail.com.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.